This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the early Salaf, one of the early predecessors, he said a wonderful thing. He said, a thief only goes to a house where there are valuables. You don't go to an empty house to steal. Did you guys understand? Right? So the fact that shaitan came to you means that you've got iman. He's got something to steal. If you got nothing to steal, then he should, you know, he's not even bothered with you. Just like all those other Muslims out there who don't practice Islam, they don't get doubts. They're like, yo, you know, thug life, you know, let's enjoy it, man. They don't get no doubts. Why? Because there's nothing to steal inside them. But you and me, we are working for our iman. We've got something valuable there. We're treasuring it. So shaitan wants to come and steal it. That's why he will look for one way or another way to try and make us doubtful of what we've got inside us. Okay? So it's a good sign you've got that. Now, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in experienced that. They experienced waswasa. They experienced whisperings. This was a natural thing that happened. Okay? So don't be, you know, shaken by that. But what we, me and you need to, you know, do is we need to make that iman heavier and heavier and heavier, so heavy that those whisperings don't even make any difference to us, or those whisperings don't even come to us. You know, if you ever get whisperings, one brilliant way of getting rid of whisperings is, you know, and if you try this, subhanallah, it's a brilliant way of you getting rid of any waswasa of shaitan. You know, sometimes you have these doubts occurring in you. Brilliant way, which is, as soon as you get the whispering coming inside you, and they say, you know, why, what about this? Why this? Why that? Okay? What you do is straight away start to remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Just say, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. And to the whispering say, Jazakallah ya shaitan. Shaitan, may Allah reward you, yeah? You've just made me want to remember my Allah. Okay, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Now the whispering is still going on. Hey, 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 do you believe in this? La ilaha illallah, thank you very much. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Thank you, you're good, good, you're good. Okay, just kind of do the dhikr. Now what's going to happen is the second time he comes and does the same whisperings in you, okay, again, la ilaha illallah, oh, thank you, man, you're my man. You know, get me, you're my man. You reminded me, thank you very much. May Allah reward you, make you Muslim as well. So you carry on remembering Allah, remember Allah, remember Allah. You know what will happen? I can guarantee you, after a few times, those waswasas will stop. Because shaitan thinks, man, I can't do injection to him. Yeah, forget that, he turns the needle around and he injects me, right? So instead of me attacking him, he attacks me with my own gun. So I'm not gonna do that anymore. And seriously, I've said this to a lot of people, whoever's used this has not come back to me and said it doesn't work. So just remember Allah Azza wa Jalla.